Welcome to Power Hour, where the editors of Power Sports Business interview the movers and shakers of the power sports industry.
Okay, everybody. Thank you for joining us today. I'm Brendan Baker, editor of Power Sports Business, and we're here today. We're joined by Chris Lyne, who's the marketing director of Blackman Cycle, Jason Seibel, who is the CFO of Blackman Cycle in around the Allentown area, correct? Is it Allentown, essentially?
We're in Emmaus, Pennsylvania, about 10 minutes from Allentown. We're in the greater Lehigh Valley, about an hour outside of Philadelphia.
Okay. Gotcha. And then Eric Stone is with us. He is with Alphabet Software, and also he's a digital artist. And we'll explain here in a little bit, but they've come to me. They've got a special project that they're working on to sell the an Aprilia Xterna. What is it? The RSV4. The what?
The 2023 RSV4 Xterna.
Xterna. That's a hard one to say for me. Okay.
It is. They didn't make it easy.
But it's a MotoGP bike, right? I mean, it's essentially a pure out race bike that's like, it's like that, you know, the Pan, you know, Ducati's version, or it's Aprilia's version of the
it is MotoGP. A gorgeous track only bike. It is just unbelievable and how cool it is. So a special bike deserves a special project.
And I'm gonna pull up just real quick, so can everyone see my screen here?
Yep.
Okay, so yeah, this is the Xterna, just to show a little bit of some of the specs this thing has. I mean, it's what, 230 horsepower, pure racing machine. Now there's like a little, I think there was a cool video here I thought was, I might just play real quick, just to give kind of the background of why this bike is so special.
And while this is playing also, 100 in the world, I believe, 26 in the United States. This is the only one currently that's new that is still for sale, that is a brand new Xterna in the USA.
Oh, so it's brand new. And the one of how many that you said, there's 100, but there's
26 in the US. This is the only one that's still new at a dealership.
Gotcha.
That wasn't because we didn't sell them, Brendan. It was because there was one, I think there was one in the country that somebody, this was all pre-ordered bikes, and somebody backed out of this at a dealership, and it was already kind of on its way. And they called up and said, hey, do you guys want to have this thing? And I said, you know what? Chris and I have been thinking about a project for a while that would be really cool for something that we really wanted to make special. So that's how this all came about, that it was by luck that we even got this bike.
Yeah.
So we wanted to try and come up with something that would be a little bit different, a little bit cool for anybody that wanted to buy it from us.
So explain here you're doing what is called an NFT token to go along with the sale of the bike, right? Like an NFT is what, non-fungible
token? Fungible tokens, yeah.
Yeah.
So, and Eric will be happy to talk more about this, but what we try to do is, and there's, you know, when Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies 2 years ago became really popular, you started seeing artwork being put out on the, through NFTs and you know, all kinds of different things that were kind of make it unique, make it special, and it'd be on the blockchain. So it was digitized so that I'm the only one that has this thing, right? So
your ownership somehow.
I can prove my ownership. I can prove my ownership. I'm the only one that has it. So, you know, at that point in time, Chris and I said, you know, it'd be kind of cool if we could do this for bikes too, right? But frankly, at that time, it was too expensive to go and mint some of these, right? The fees on minting this has come down tremendously over the last couple of years.
Oh, really? Okay.
And so, it just seemed like now was the time to really go and do it because of, you know, to go and do it for the $4,000 or $5,000 motorcycle doesn't really make a whole lot of sense with how much it was going to cost. But on a $70,000 motorcycle that is unique and special, you know, it makes sense to go and do a little bit more for that bike. So that's what we were doing here.
Yeah. And so, and it's also good timing because we were talking, I talked to Chris the other day saying you know, crypto or Bitcoin just reached like a big plateau, like 70,000 or something. So that blockchain thing, now it's all kind of coming back into focus for people. They're like, oh, hey, I forgot about that, you know.
I literally just had that conversation with somebody at Piaggio because they wanted to make sure that I told everybody that they were not involved in this project. This was completely on Blackman's cycle to do. But they actually said, like, man, you guys had really good timing because, like, all I hear about is cryptocurrency now because it just keeps going up and everybody's talking about it again, right? After 2 years of not talking about it. So it was good timing that we did this. And, you know, as things have kind of gotten more in the mainstream again, it went out of that mainstream for a couple of years when everything kept going down, but now everybody's happy to get back into it and find out what's going on.
It could be a good timing thing for you guys as far as like, hey, people are paying attention. And so Eric is with Alphabet Software. Eric, do you want to tell us a little bit about the NFT and what you did here? And maybe I can bring up a little. Let me see if I can share my screen again here to show the, at least this is the page that I have. You guys can see that okay.
Yep.
Now I notice on this page, it's through OpenSea, right? Which is just a place to park the asset or to show you what it is a little bit without.
It's an NFT marketplace. And Eric, I'm not big into trading and buying and selling, but I believe OpenSea, you can go, you can buy, you can sell, you can show off, which is exactly why Eric put those there for us so that people can see the NFT they're going to get and they can keep it. They can sell it. They can trade it. They can give it away. They can store it forever. They can resell it. They can give it to the next person that buys that extrinsic if they sell it in 5 years, whatever they want to do with it.
Okay. So why are there three different ones? Maybe Eric.
I'll tell you, Brendan.
Jason and Chris's concept with the three NFTs. This is a collection of three unique NFTs, and they'll tell you about them.
Yeah, Brendan, what we wanted to do is we wanted to have one for the customer. Whoever buys the bike, we want to make sure that they have one for themselves. And again, if they want to keep it or they want to keep it as something that they have forever, that, you know, to remind them of that bike, that's up to them. But we weren't sure about anybody ever doing this before. So we made one for ourselves, and they're different colors. It's the same artwork. We just have different colors on them.
Yeah.
So one we kept for ourselves. We wanted for our little bit of history. And one we made for Piaggio. So they're all going to be going away to certain places. Right. But we kind of made it for everybody that would be involved there.
As Piaggio said, like, hey, that's a really great idea. Maybe, you know, maybe they're going to rethink something, especially on some of these high end, you know, premiums.
I think that everybody at some point in time in the future will probably be doing something like that, right? When you're going and creating a special version of a bike, I think everybody tries to come up with something that really makes it stand out for that guy that's going to put down the money for it. And it could be a bike, it could be a car, right? It could be, you know, the new Corvettes from Chevy, you know, they make special editions of them. Like, you can do it for any of those types of things. And I think that that's exactly what's going to happen, that as this becomes more mainstream, that you're going to see things like that, that is just, you know, gives people a little bit special, just a little bit extra for
I guess Eric is going to get real busy if this all works out, because he'll be having a lot of people wanting to make NFTs. Now, Eric, do you make a lot of NFTs for other people? Is this what you do with your, or is this more or less like a side project thing that you do?
I mean, over the last few years, I've built NFT marketplaces and done a lot of projects with NFTs. UFO Gaming, which is a metaverse or video game that has NFT items in it. So I do a lot of things like this, but it's not my specialty necessarily just doing this because of the real world asset side of this. I thought this was a really interesting project.
Yeah. So you're used to not having a real asset or a real object attached to it, kind of thing.
Yeah, so normally these things, as you guys know, have like, you know, animal pictures or some other meme associated with them. And then also in the video game world, you know, the NFTs are going to be associated with the video game, like a weapon or like an item drop that happens in a video game. Whereas this was a much different thing, more or less around brand, you know, brand interactions with fans and companies, but more or less also serialized items. And so we're going to see a lot of this happening over the next years where people have or selling limited editions with the digital twin in the real world versus the digital world. And this should be pretty common that we'll see happening with designers and all kinds of limited editions. Like art, like this, you know, I've got a piece up here, this rainbow, that artist is doing NFT releases with their art today.
So
yeah, that's a Damien Hirst, but he's pretty famous for doing NFT releases too. One of the first artists to do that during the last cycle, but now crypto's back, NFTs are going to rage back, and I think we're going to see a lot of brands interacting with them. VINs, titles, motorcycles, any kind of cars, there is a lot of blockchain stuff happening. Depending on what you're doing, you might be getting a digital title in the next 5 years to go along with your digital driver's license that will be in your wallet on your phone as well. So I think that's where
I've been seeing. Yeah, I've seen a few things like that where they're trying to make digital license plates and digital, which, you know, I assume that is where it's all going to go in the future. It just, you know, it's hard for me conceptually sometimes some of this digital stuff. Now, I have a nephew who's like really big into this, you know, he could explain it, you know, or understand it, but I'm still, you know, I still like paper. I'm a print dinosaur in a lot of ways. So even just doing video with you, you know, it's all still kind of new for me, but.
So know. I have one question I'm going to ask live because I think I know the answer, but I'm not sure I know Eric does. So something cool about this, Eric, say like in 2 years, the person that buys this bike, say they live in Los Angeles, say there's an Aprilia track day in LA at a local track. If we wanted to award this person as a surprise or as a gift, a track day ticket, can that be, being the creator, can that be implemented into the NFT and dropped in where they can use the NFT as their pass to get into that track day?
I mean, it really just has to do with the person at the door is going to let them in if they've got the NFT or not. And if the NFT is in their phone, they should let them in.
Awesome.
That's pretty cool. I mean, that's a good idea.
I think, Brandon, that's what I think one of the things that can be really cool about this, right? That if you're a brand and you want to be able to interact with your customers, right? I mean, even if you put even if there was a QR code or there was something inside that NFT that let you scan it to prove that you were the owner of that, that could be all kinds of different things. It could be, you know, that invitations down to MotoGP if you're Aprilia, right? So come and hang out at our tents, right? And different things like that. There's a whole lot of stuff that I think that brands will be able to go and really connect with customers by using that.
That's a cool idea. You know, it's a little bit like Willy Wonka's golden ticket or something. You know, you get like
I like that analogy. Yeah, the golden ticket. But again, you go and make these special editions and limited editions of things. You know, it's got to be more than just a color scheme.
Right. You know,
The bold new graphics just is not a thing anymore. It needs to be something that really stands out and special. And I think that you can do that with something on a digital side there that might allow you to interact with your customers a whole lot better.
And what I also like about this idea that's cool is that this is something you guys did as a dealership on your own, you know, brought it on your own special project. It wasn't like you had, I mean, obviously the bike is what it is. It's an amazing bike. It's a special, you know, piece of kit, you know, as they say in England or whatever. It's a special machine. But, you know, aside from that, you're not having to, you know, you're not like, it's not like an MV Agusta that's got all the little, you know, decals and little special numbering on the bike itself. And there may be some of that on there, but you are able to add this in your own way to make that special, you know, bring that up a notch, I guess.
Yeah, and that bike is 95 out of 100, and we put that in the NFT so that you can match that onto the bike and to the NFT. But But yes, absolutely. And I think that that's one of the things that makes it fun. And I think that, you know, we can, you know, that allows us to kind of create some stuff going forward. It look, originally we just wanted to be the first people to do to take Bitcoin, and then we found out that somebody in California did that like 20 years ago. So that
well,
was out.
You
so
know,
we
it's
to
hard
come
to beat them
else.
Out there. You know, those Californians, so they're so way ahead.
They
of
were way ahead of us on that, but you know, we just saw this as an opportunity to kind of create something that would be neat.
Well, that's where we have Eric. Eric's from San Francisco. We went right to California. I found the
best.
Yeah,
you got
to
go right to the source.
Right to the top.
The source. So yeah, with Bitcoin, you know, that's the thing. I heard a few years ago, you know, especially before, you know, when everyone was like, oh, Bitcoin, it's going to hit 100,000, which now I think it's possible, you know, and NFTs, there were some NFTs selling for big money, you know, and then it just sort of, you know, we've had, but, you know, there's certain things, you don't know what's going to drive this up, you know, there could be something that just doesn't even make sense why it's driving it up, but
meme coins, Dogecoin, all this stuff's going to ramp back up. These NFTs are on their way back up, just like Bored Ape Yacht Club. That's a big one. We were talking about accesses to parties. Bored Ape Yacht Club's a big NFT project. If you have those, they do yacht parties. It's what they do. If you hold that in your wallet and you show that, that's your access in, like we were talking about with Aprilia. That's your ticket into events that don't exist yet or that are announced that you can go to in the future at some point, whether it's locally or anywhere in the world for real.
I mean, you guys are really opening my eyes to some really cool possibilities with this stuff that, you know, maybe people haven't thought of what you can do, you know, to, again, just to make a cool experience and to make ownership experience even better, you know, amped up.
And as of now, it's available. The Extrent is available. NFT comes with it. I'm not going to speak for him. Eric's available. Just an amazing artist. And it was a great project, and Jason had a great idea. And as he said earlier, we tried doing this ourselves 3 years ago. You should have seen him and I out with some Ducatis, some Aprilias, some Hondas, Yamahas, some stuff we have here. Him and I out there trying to do it ourselves. No idea what we're doing 3 years ago trying to make NFTs.
Oh yeah.
We spent hours and hours, and we both were we had such conviction, and we were ahead of our time a little bit, and we just decided, you know what, we're gonna call in the professionals.
Right. Well, which, you know, maybe eventually you'll get to the point where you could do one on your own, you know, but I don't know what I can't even imagine what's all involved. It's probably way more complicated than it appears. Like, it's not like you're just Photoshopping.
After what we saw, we're working with this guy right here.
Yeah, we're going to stick with selling motorcycles and ATVs and side-by-sides, and we're going to let Eric be the pro to go and when we have stuff like this, you know, kind of help us with what we can do and create something that's cool. I mean,
do you envision doing something like this again with other projects or?
I think that as a dealership, we need to do more than just sell motorcycles or ATVs and everything. So if we can do stuff that's cool, that can add to an experience for a customer, I think that we are 100% into doing that. It's just a matter of what that is, right? So I loved how this came out and working with Eric on it. And, you know, if we have something that makes a lot of sense again, like, I don't see why we wouldn't do it. I would like to do more of this because I think there's something here, right? That creates some value for a customer to be able to have it. So yeah, I mean, we'd love to do stuff like this, but I mean, honestly, we're gonna go and keep trying to figure out stuff that's kind of cool and that people might like,
and have a different twist on it. I love it. Yep. I think it's such a great idea and such a unique thing that you guys have come up with and planned out. Which I mean, you know, it's just it's one of those like boom moments. Like, oh hey, this is really, you know, it took me a minute to. When I saw the email, I was like, what? And, you know, and it took me a minute to like go, oh, wait, no, that is really cool, you know? So, yeah, I mean, I think that there's a lot of possibilities for this type of thing and just being able to think of different ways of marketing stuff to, you know, especially, you know, everyone wants to have that unique experience, you know, they want to have the motorcycle is such a, a personalized thing, you know. And now, guess what? They can have it on their phone. They don't even have to go ride anywhere. They could just go show it to somebody. Hey, look what I own, you know. And that's the unique thing, you know. It's NIO number 95 out of. So that's really sweet. Now, would this bike, I mean, you know, are they going to be, from everything I've read, is like people are saying, oh, no one's going to ride them. They're going to just park them and they come with like a floor mat or something like that. And everyone's going to make it a museum piece. You know, do you think that'll be or do you think people will go out and actually ride it?
They ride them here in California. If that thing were here, it'd get ridden every day.
Yeah. Well, you got the weather for it.
Sears Point's only like 25 minutes from my house.
Oh, yeah, nice. Oh, yeah, I love that track.
What do they call it today? I still call it.
Yeah, I hope somebody's riding it. That's what I would love to imagine, that they're riding it and have the time of their life. But I do know you mentioned MV Agusta. I know that there's plenty of people that buy MV Agustas because they're such beautiful bikes and just have them as art in their homes.
In their living room.
Yeah. Yeah, right. I mean, I get a lot of people do stuff like that. I get that, and that's cool. But man, my hope is that somebody is going to ride it and experience what that can actually do, because what, you know, it's built amazingly.
It's built for speed, you know, it's built for performance.
It's built for that, and I hope that somebody does that, but I can certainly, I mean, we're lucky right now, we have it stanchioned off and with velvet ropes around it in their showroom, and
yeah,
you know, and it's great to just walk by it and take a look at it, because it is gorgeous, but somebody's going to enjoy it
With the NFT, is there any way you can display that? I mean, I wonder if you could build like some kind of 3D. Oh, there we go. Perfect. Oh, man. Oh, yeah. I like that. Yeah. That's awesome. Yeah. That's very awesome.
Yeah. We, I, you know, that that's
there's your carpet. That we thought about. There's the carpet you wanted.
Yeah. There's the carpet.
Oh, yeah. So
that's the.
It comes with it.
That was one of the things, Brandon, that we did talk about, was, you know, that's why we wanted one for ourselves, just so that we could actually display it. And even if we just had an iPad up on the wall, we could have it displayed there, you know, as, you know, something that, hey, we sold it, we created this, you know, it's just part of our history, I guess.
Yeah, you could probably make like some kind of digital thing to hang on the wall. And I mean, I think that would be really neat, where it kind of spins around, you know, and it does in the actual little preview thing, or the little video.
Yeah.
So that just shows in there, the open sea part, that just shows the, I'm going to switch back to that real quick, just to go into, and this just shows the type of, you know, it's like a preview of it. And
can you double click on the title, Brendan, below it, see if that blows it up? You should be able to make it bigger if you double click on the title somewhere. It might isolate one of the videos.
Oh, there we go. Oh, yeah. Oh, perfect. Yeah. So this, yeah, that is really cool. I could see that be, yeah.
The VIN number's on it. It's awesome.
Oh, yeah, the VIN. So you've got like a VIN number buried. It's probably in the code there somewhere. Wow. That's awesome. Okay. Well, guys, I thank you so much for coming on and for showing us this. And we'll, I'm excited to hear. Keep us updated. If it gets sold or whatever, let us know. I would love to follow up a little more and hear more about.
I think right now, from what I just saw, I think that one Bitcoin and it's all yours.
You know, I'm fresh out of Bitcoins at this point. My brother has a Bitcoin. The funny thing is, years ago, it was like one of my coworkers was into Bitcoin, and I'm like, yeah, I'm thinking about buying some, but I'm like, yeah, I went up to 10 grand. No, I'm not buying it at 10 grand. I was thinking at maybe five. Even at five, I was like, I would buy it for 1,000. You know, I was like, yeah, maybe 1,000 or whatever. But yeah, boy, I always miss the boat there. So, but yeah, you know, one Bitcoin, basically, it's a Bitcoin worth a bike.
It's not much. It's one coin.
One coin. Just one coin.
Exactly. Brendan, and forgive me for asking, if people wanted to get a hold of us or Eric, is that something that you'd be able to put in the actual podcast when it goes out, or should we mention how to get a hold of us now, or whatever's easiest for you?
Yeah. So what's the way to get a hold of you? I can add that in. We can add a link in or whatever, but you know, what is a good way to get a hold of you?
We're easy. It's just blackmanscycle.com. You can go there and use any of the chat bots. You can call or text us through the website and get our phone number there. It's easier just to say, go to blackmanscycle.com and find us there. And we're open 7 days a week. We're open on Sundays. So you're welcome to call the store or chat with us online or send us a text.
Awesome. That's excellent, guys. And what if somebody wanted to reach out to you to have a NFT done? Do you have a website or anything?
I do. It's at alphabetsoftware.com. And if you go there, I set up a meeting and we'd be happy to talk to you about your NFT project.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate you sharing this with us. And like I say, good luck. I'm excited to hear about how it goes and when it gets sold. So hopefully we can help push the needle a little bit, get some eyeballs on it. So.
That'd be great. Thank you, Brendan. Thanks for your time.
All right.
Thank you, Brendan. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
If you like this podcast, please like, share, and subscribe. We also invite you to connect with us on powersportsbusiness.com.